down among Brazilians. Coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
And we're going to be drinking some of that with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra. It is Coffee with the Mayor, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Your Honor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary Stevens. How are you?
Good to see you, as always.
You
and
as well.
Let's, before we talk about some meat and potato stuff, let's talk about some
coffee?
Of the fun things that come in from your perspective as the mayor of the city of Holland and as a person who's involved in Dutch-American relations. You had a very big night earlier this week over at the Pinnacle Center.
It was fun. For the, I think, third or fourth year now, I've been asked to be the master of ceremonies for the annual dinner. And this year we had over 600 people from around West Michigan there, and good fun. Bob Swieringa sort of previewed his new book on the history of Holland. Now, next week I'll be in New York hosting a dinner put on by the Netherlands America Foundation.
Which you are a big domo of.
Well, I don't know. I'm on the board of directors, mm-hmm. but I'm the MC of that event, the Peter Stuyvesant Ball in New York, and right off of Central Park. And anyway, so I'm going to have to polish the joke a little bit, but, you know, Russell Shorto had a book on the history of New York, the Dutch history of New York. It was a one-volume paperback. Takes three thick volumes to give the history of Holland, Michigan. So there's a joke in there somewhere. I'm still working on it.
There is.
I got to tighten it up somehow.
Yeah, you'll tighten it up. Right. Speaking about Mr. Shorto, it's time to get Shorto over at Hope College this week.
Indeed. Speaking of Russell, he is going to be in Holland next week. He has a new book out. His previous book, the one on New York, was the New York Times bestseller. He has a new book out on the history of Amsterdam, and Random House, his publisher, is doing a national book tour, and he is going to be here in Holland at Hope College, 7 o'clock at the DeWitt Theater in the DeWitt Center. Free, refreshments following. He'll be there. He'll be signing books, selling books at a discount, because we Dutch, you know, we like our deals. But it's a really great opportunity for people in town to come out and meet a New York Times best-selling author. I had the chance to get to know him a little bit. I met him actually first in the Netherlands at a great car museum of all places. But he's a really fascinating guy, a good writer. I loved his book on New York, and I'm looking forward to reading the Amsterdam book.
The event this past week in Hudsonville, where Elsa mm-hmm. Prince Brookhuysen was honored, what we will have next week over at Hope College, just sort of reinforces not just the ties between this nation and the Netherlands, mm-hmm. but also the Dutch history and culture that some people might say, well, we see that at tulip time. But it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I mean, if you look at a sort of a demographic map of, you know, the percentage or the concentration of ethnicities from where to where, West Michigan, Ottawa County in particular, is one of the probably the highest, that and sort of Sioux County, Iowa, in the way northwest corner of Iowa, are the two highest concentrated areas of Dutch American people in the United States, people of Dutch descent in the United States. Now, obviously, we're much broader than that. I have many more ethnicities here now, especially. But nonetheless, if you look at the concentration, this is a place that still retains and still has a lot of that Dutch history associated with it. And I don't know if most of your listeners know the history of Dutch American Heritage Day, but it was actually a commemorative day put in place by the first President Bush because on November 19, I believe, back right after the start of the Revolutionary War, a new American ship was sailing into St. Eustatius, which was a Dutch protectorate. And as is the custom, when a ship would sail into a foreign country's port, they would fire off a big salute. And there was a big question as to whether or not the Dutch governor should have this salute, because essentially this was a country in rebellion, arguably. And the governor said, no, it's a free foreign country, fire off the cannon. So it's the first time that any foreign power recognized the United States in that way.
And, it is a fun thing to, you know, we always have a lot of cracks about the wooden shoes and the
All the little funny sayings.
But really, the Netherlands has given this area in particular, but this nation so much over the years.
Yeah, I mean, they're still, to this day, a huge trading partner in the United States, a huge investor in the United States. You know, many of the brands that we're familiar with are Dutch companies, Shell Oil, of course, Unilever, those kinds of Philips. So there is still, there's a modern connection as well. And part of what we're trying to do with some government and business leaders in West Michigan, also really at the state of Michigan, is we're trying to draw on that natural, the natural ties of affinity to try and develop additional business relationships. And we're seeing some of that. Met with a company from the Netherlands about probably a month ago now. They're looking at investing in West Michigan to be the port of entry into the United States for them. And we're trying to make sure that they pick the Holland Zeeland area to do so. So it's not just, you know, once a year at tulip time. It's not just cutesy stuff like kissing couples and windmills, but it also has real live economic and cultural ties to this day.
Talking with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, it's Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC. Talk about the windmills. DeZwan is back up in terms of the blades are up.
Yep.
Where are we standing now with that operation and the subsequent efforts to try to build up Windmill Island Gardens and renovate it a little bit?
Sure. The dome is on, the cap is on, the blades are back on. I think they might still be finishing a little bit of the inner work to put it all back together operationally, but that should be in the very, my hunch is in the next couple of weeks. So the last I heard it was late November, so we're getting very close to having it fully completed and renovated. It looks spectacular, both up close and from afar. Kind of have, for those Notre Dame fans out there, we now have our own Golden Dome in town. Sorry, Michigan and State fans. So anyway, the fundraising effort continues, and we're feeling really good about it. There's going to be kind of a final push toward the end of the year for members of the community to jump in and polish this thing off and get her done. In December, the city manager has been working with a group of people to work on an operational plan of what the island might look like, not from a physical standpoint, but from more of an operational standpoint. And some of those things are taking shape, and I think that come early December, he's going to have that unveiled at a study session, and we can talk a bit more about it.
Fundraising for the public yep. fundraising yep. for Windmill Island Gardens, where is that standing now, and people can still make a donation, a holiday donation for that effort?
Absolutely. Donations are tax deductible. They can send them to one of two places, either to the Community Foundation of the Holland Zeeland area, and they have a nice website that you can donate online if you want to, or you can just send it to City Hall to my attention. We'll make sure that it gets into the appropriate fund, and again, both are tax deductible. You know, as I sit here, I can't tell you the exact number of where we're at, but we've got about 800,000 more to raise. Some of that will be public money. We're looking at some of the granting sources, but we're really trying to grab, some additional private donation dollars as well.
Is it too ambitious to say you'd like to have everything tied up and ready to go so that after Tulip Time 2014, you can start work on the island? Is that too ambitious of a goal right now?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I think that, you know, some of it will be timing. So, for example, one of the granting sources we're looking at is a Michigan, Natural Resources Trust Fund grant.
And they come in December.
They go in a cycle, kind of a cycle program, both our city manager, Holland Township's township manager, and others who are working on this project have successfully submitted grants to that organization before. So we have a pretty good vibe that we're going to be received well, but they know how to do it. And so you want to, but you got to do it on their timetable. So so some things might not, we might not see bulldozers doing things or paving happening next spring on this. But the goal is to get the fundraising done, obviously, as soon as possible. We'd really love to get it wrapped up, either at the end of this year or at the latest first quarter next year.
And those who are been around for a few years know that getting money from Michigan has been a successful in the past, most notably in the last few years, money to get part of the Denison property down in Saugatuck.
Yeah, Denison,
same source,
and also even on our Collin Park renovation projects, we've gotten some of these granting, same source as well in that. So we've been successful, Holland Township's been successful with it, West Michigan's been successful. It's really a great program.
Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, we appreciate you joining us for Coffee with the Mayor, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Have a safe trip to New York. I assume you'll be talking with Brent next week from the Big Apple.
Indeed. That's right. Yeah, well, it'll be good.
Get that joke book ready to go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to tighten it up a little bit.
All right. Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, thank you very much for joining us here on 1450 WHTC. That's Coffee with the Mayor.